You're listening to New Tnia. A private German rocket reached orbit from Norway. ESAR Aerospace's Spectrum rocket reached orbit and deployed 5 small satellites on September 5th, becoming the first European commercial launcher to deliver payloads from continental Europe. The second flight success creates a new launch option, but ESAR has not yet demonstrated routine operations or high production rates. A privately built German rocket has carried working payloads into orbit from Norway, giving Europe a new route to space from its own continental territory. ESAR Aerospace launched Spectrum from Andøya Spaceport at 10:12 p.m. local time on September 5th, then confirmed that the rocket reached orbit and deployed 5 small satellites. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Spectrum completed its second flight, reached orbit, and released 5 CubeSats after a circularization burn.
Why does it matter?
It is the first European commercial launcher to deliver satellites from continental Europe, where several new spaceports are competing for business.
What is the catch?
One successful qualification flight does not establish reliability, launch frequency, or the economics of a commercial service. Key fact: Spectrum reached orbit on only its second flight, after its March 2025 debut ended about 30 seconds after liftoff. What the rocket accomplished: Spectrum passed the point of maximum aerodynamic pressure, shut down its first stage engines, separated its stages, and ignited the upper stage. It crossed the 100-kilometer Kármán line, discarded its payload fairing, and entered an initial elliptical orbit. A later burn circularized the path before the spacecraft were released. The 28-meter, two-stage rocket carried 6 payloads, 5 commercial and educational CubeSats plus 1 experiment that remained attached to the vehicle. The passengers were selected through a German space agency competition supported by the European Space Agency's Boost program. Why launching from Norway changes the market. Europe already operates the larger Ariane family from French Guiana, while Russia has launched from the European portion of its territory for decades. Spectrum's distinction is narrower but important. It is the first commercial orbital launch to succeed from continental Western Europe. That gives small satellite operators another regional option in a market dominated by U.S. launch providers. It also gives European governments a launch route that does not depend on a spaceport across the Atlantic. New Tnia previously covered how India's first private orbital rocket turned a national space ambition into a working launch service. Spectrum now gives Europe a comparable proof point. Before we overstate the result, this was a qualification mission, not evidence of a mature launch business. ESAR still has to repeat the flight, demonstrate schedule reliability, show that customer satellites work after deployment, and prove that production can grow without sacrificing quality. The company says vehicles 3 through 7 are in production and that its new factory could eventually build up to 40 rockets a year, but those are capacity plans rather than demonstrated annual output. What happens next? ESAR must confirm the status of the deployed satellites with their operators and convert the flight into a repeatable service. Spectrum is designed to place as much as 1,000 kilograms into low Earth orbit, but the next launches will reveal more than that specification, whether Europe has gained a dependable new launcher or only completed an impressive individual mission. Read the full article at newtnia.com.